na manhã de manhã, quando a gente acordar, quero te dizer que a felicidade vai desabar sobre os homens, vai desabar sobre os homens, vai desabar sobre os homens. Na hora ninguém escapa, debaixo da cama ninguém se esconde, a felicidade vai desabar sobre os homens, vai desabar sobre os homens, vai desabar sobre os homens.
Menina, ela mete medo, menina, ela fecha a roda. Menina, não tem saída, de cima, de bando, de lado. Menina, olhe pra frente, menina, todo cuidado. Não queira dormir no ponto, segura o jogo, atenção.
Menina, ela mete medo, menina, ela fecha a roda. Menina, não tem saída, de cima, de bando, de lado. Menina, olhe pra frente, menina, todo cuidado. Não queira dormir no ponto, segura o jogo, atenção, de manhã. Menina, amanhã de manhã, quando a gente acordar, quero te dizer que a felicidade vai desabar sobre os homens, vai desabar sobre os homens, vai desabar sobre os homens. Na hora ninguém escapa, debaixo da cama ninguém se esconde, a felicidade vai desabar sobre os homens, vai desabar sobre os homens, vai desabar sobre os homens.
Menina, ela mete medo, menina, ela fecha a roda. Menina, não tem saída, de cima, de bando, de lado. Menina, olhe pra frente, ô menina, todo cuidado. Não queira dormir no ponto, segundo jogo, atenção.
With me. I love it. Love game, intuition, play the cards with spades to start. And after he's been hooked, I'll play the one that's on his heart.
Pop, 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 pop Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up, girl?
Grab my glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city.
Let's
before
go.
I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking pedicure on our toes, toes. Trying on all our clothes, clothes. Boys blowing up our phones, phones. Dropped up and playing our favorite CDs. Pulling up to the party. Trying to get a little bit tipsy. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick tock on the clock, but the party don't stop. No, don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick tock on the clock. Unless they look like Mick Jagger. I'm talking about everybody getting crunk, crunk. Boys try to touch my junk, junk. Gonna smack him if he getting too drunk, drunk. Nah, nah, we go until they kick us out, out of the police. Shut us down, down. Police shut us down, down. Ho, ho, shut us down. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up.
Hello. Hi, this is Carrera, and
this is Joey, and welcome to our radio show.
Welcome to our show. This is our first show ever, and we are in the hot seat, and this is in the hot seat again, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And to start us off, we have a very special guest here today. Her name is Sylvie.
Good morning, everyone. I'm very excited to be here.
And just a little rundown of what our show is going to be about. So every time we have a show, so every other week, 10 a.m. Fridays, we're going to bring on a different guest, a different Tufts student, and we're just going to use this time to talk about their lives.
They're going to try to cancel me, you guys.
Yeah.
We're bringing the Tufts community together through hatred.
Yeah, in our radio ID, it does say that we're bringing the Tufts community together, but actually we're just gonna break each other apart, basically. Mm-hmm.
But we're not, actually.
We're not. So. We're just here. We're here to have fun. We're here to talk about embarrassing stories.
I mean, however you guys want to define bullying is, like, fine with me.
Yeah.
Well,
it's bullying live on air.
Yeah.
I think that's the most important
alleged
part.
We need to hold people accountable.
Exactly. So, Sylvie, do you want to give us a little spiel about yourself? Say anything you want to say to the people.
I am Sylvie Fernandez. I'm 20 years old. My birthday is December 8th. I'm a Sagittarius.
Oh.
I'm a civil engineering major.
Canceled.
I love to be joyous and go outside and have a laugh with everyone. I'm just really a positive radiated energy, so I just think it's kind of ironic that I'm on here first, but we'll talk about that later.
Well, we'll see about that. Mm-hmm. We'll see about that. First of all, do you just want to give us, like, your high point and your low point of this semester so far?
Okay. I'd say my high point... Ooh, this is tough. Okay, my high point was... Okay, my low point.
Yeah, right off the bat, right off the bat.
I can't think. You should have prepared me. I would have had an answer ready. Okay, my low point, honestly, this morning with my Spirit Airlines. The whole Spirit Airlines debacle. I have had many issues with them.
And yeah, why don't you go into that a little bit?
Yeah, so I'm going on a Spirit Airlines flight tomorrow at 6 a.m. to Punta Cana.
Okay. Okay.
And not direct.
Oh.
Fort Lauderdale first, then to Punta, but...
Okay.
Yeah, it's at 6 a.m., so naturally I have to check in 24 hours before, so I woke up this morning at 5:55 to check in. Then I check in, I put all my information in, and then it says, oh, actually, we can't check you, and you're going to have to do it at the gate. So I woke up at 6 a.m. for nothing. Before this, after I booked the flight, money taken from my account, no confirmation email. Nothing. I couldn't track the flight. I couldn't see anything. So then I had to call them. Spirit customer service, if you're listening, you need to fix your entire thing because it's horrible. I was calling and I was on the phone. I was on their like little music, their elevator music thing for like 3 hours and nobody responded. So then I was like, okay, I'm getting off. Next day I go back. I get on their AI chat bot and I try to see if that's going to work. No, it didn't. Anytime I would tell them my issue, I would say like, oh, I never got home from machine. They would be like, thanks for contacting Spirit. Enjoy your day. Like that, they would just end the conversation. I finally get a hold of a wonderful woman and she helped me out, but the process was too much. So I'd say that's a low point.
Okay.
And then my high point
is right now.
Is right now, yeah. I'd say.
Well, great. Thank you for sharing that with us. So now let's get into this.
Yes.
Let's start this off. So first question. How would you rank yourself on a scale of 1 to 5? 1 being smartest person in your major, 5 being the stupidest person in your major, and why? So do you think that you're smarter than everyone else in your major?
I would give myself a 3. I think I'm pretty average. The civil engineering community is really close-knit. There's only about 30 people in the major. And I know everyone, mostly everyone, and everyone's chill. And there's a couple people that are very, very smart and much smarter than me. But I don't think I'm at the bottom of the pack. I'd say I'm pretty average. So,
okay.
Would you say there's like a hefty bottom of the pack?
Oh,
no, like, I'd say most people that I'm.
You can name names, just so you know.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna name drop. But I'd say most people that I'm so like close, like not close, but like friends within the major, we're all in the same middle pack.
Okay.
I will give a shout out to Bergen Kane for being one of the smartest people in the major because she's really smart.
Love her.
Love Bergen. She's in our CBC fans.
Yeah, she's great.
So amazing. We have another question for you.
Yeah. Let's hear it.
Kiss, marry, kill 3 professors at Tufts.
Okay. Let's hear them.
No. You.
Oh, it's oh
you,
I you've, picked
you've
them.
Had, yeah, yes. You
picked. Oh, okay. I would kill Christoph Sliwa. He's my physics 11 professor.
Yeah, I had
horrible,
him. Yeah.
Horrible.
And this is all hypothetical, just so we
yeah,
all
hypothetical. Can, obviously,
we're
not
actually
posing
not
threats. Christoph Sliwa doesn't even work here anymore, so not really a problem, but...
For the right reasons.
I would marry, I think I would marry Ryan Marshall. the CAD teacher.
Great guy.
He wrote my rec letter to go abroad, so respect. And then I would kiss, my statics professor from last semester. He's like a cute little old man, but he's just so sweet. He's just so sweet. I would kiss him. He's just so sweet. And I love him. And I'm going to have him next semester again, so.
So get ready.
Yeah.
Get ready for that kiss.
Yeah.
I really love you bringing up an age dynamic relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because we actually have a photo of you holding up a sign in support of cougars.
Here's the photo in question. I would just like to say for the people who aren't here, there is a photo of Sylvie at her high school cheer team holding up a large sign that says cougars.
Yeah.
How do you feel about cougars? Would you consider yourself one?
Well, unfortunately, not. No, never mind. I'm not going to talk about that.
No, keep going.
No. My high school's mascot was the Cougars. You can look up Cranford, New Jersey High School, and you'll see that they're the Cougars.
Doxing yourself.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really care. and you can clear my name on that.
Well,
and even if you remove that banner, you would see that the shirt also says Cougars.
So you're really in support of Cougars.
Yeah. Yes.
Have you ever been a Cougar?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
No further comment.
So going back to your history, your time in your childhood, the time in your,
I think
in
I know
your life before Tufts. Yes.
This is actually the reason why you're here.
This is the reason that Sylvie is on the show today. She once dropped to us that in her what grade was this?
Third grade.
In the third grade, she played Harriet Tubman
in a school play.
Let's hear that story.
Okay, yeah, I'll get into this. So essentially, this was not like the school play, like a voluntary thing. This was a mandatory. You had to be in the play.
Excuses.
There were four people that like you could be in, like you could be in a person's play. Like it was the story of people's lives, like historical figures. So it was Harriet Tubman, I think George Washington, Abe Lincoln, and Johnny Appleseed.
I didn't pick.
They sent out a survey and they said like if you have a preference, and I didn't really care. I didn't
pick
that. And then they said, if this is the important part on why I'm old, Harriet Tubman. they said they had a question that was like, do you want to be a big part or a small part? And as a child, I didn't speak, but for some reason I was like, I want a big part. Like, this is going to be my moment. And obviously the teacher saw them. They were like, we can't, like, I've never heard this girl speak. Like, we can't put her in a major role. So I was old Harry Tubman and I only had like three lines and I was the main character, but I didn't talk that much.
So they were silencing black women?
No, she had her young story. I just wasn't the one to tell it.
Okay.
And I told, my scene was essentially, the vision that the teachers had was that I was an old woman sitting on a chair in a shawl, like telling the end of my life. So to not like spoil that I was just going to be sitting in a chair on the stage, they had me carry the chair and have the rest of my class circle up around me and have us walk onto the stage so you wouldn't see me carrying the chair, even though like obviously someone was in the circle. Like, I don't know what the point of that would be, but so then I put my chair down, they spread, and I gave my lines, and I remember very vividly I had a knit shawl and I had my hair in a low bun. And I sat on the chair and I had fake paper money and I was like, after everything I did, the government only gave me this much in reparations or something.
Wow. So, powerful.
Very powerful stuff.
So if you were in this position.
And I want to clarify, my school was very white. Like, it wasn't like I took a role, like there was no one else playing this role, just to be fair.
Okay.
You still took it though.
I took it. I didn't really have a choice because again, I didn't talk, so I wasn't gonna speak up and be like, can I switch roles? Because that scared me. So I kind of just took what I got.
So if Tufts University did a play and they said you have to be in it and you have to be old Harry Tubman, would you do it?
I mean, if it's a requirement, yes. Like, wow. I don't understand how you wouldn't not
would you
do
not,
it.
Like, speak
I wouldn't up? Like it. Well, first of all, I'm not involved in the theater or the plays, so I don't see this ever happening in the foreseeable future.
It could, though.
If they had a class requirement to be in the school play and Harriet Tubman was one of the characters and they forced me to play it, maybe I would do it.
Maybe. Wow.
But even then, I'd be like, I don't think I'm the right person for this role. But if they really pushed, I mean, what am I going to do?
Is there another historical figure that you feel like you shouldn't play, but you would play in some sort
I shouldn't?
Like, that you, like, you should not be cast in that role, but you would, like, really want to.
Okay. I don't know about really want to, but sort of. Also in third grade, we did projects on historical figures, and I did Ella Fitzgerald, and I got a lot of information about her, and I loved her, so maybe her. Okay. Again, not someone I should be playing, but
yeah,
she's pretty sick. Next question.
Well, you answered that well.
Thank you.
It's only going to get worse from here.
Cleared my name.
Yeah.
So, can we look at your search history?
On Google?
Yes.
Sure.
Read off the
first
last
three.
Yeah.
Okay.
Literally,
they're all Spirit Airlines.
Okay, well,
last one. Skip check-in. Boarding pass. Check-in. Online check-in.
We're
check-in.
Done with
payment. Extras.
Okay.
Check-in.
Okay.
That's all today. Thursday evening. Private transfer between Punta Cana. We're looking for the transportation between the airport and our resort. Punta Cana party boat snorkeling. The best Punta Cana party boats. Cruise, Punta Cana. Cruise. Johnny Appleseed. I was recalling who the other characters were, and I was like, it was definitely Johnny Appleseed, but I think I said that to Chloe once, and she was like, Johnny Appleseed is not a real person. He is a real person.
I was just going to ask, is he real?
He is real.
Wow.
Did he actually spread all the apples in
America? Let me see. He was an American pioneer nurseryman. He introduced apple trees to large parts of Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, and present-day Ontario. So
people from those
places. I don't
know
why he was in the same like categories like Harriet Tubman and like Abe Lincoln though. He just brought apple trees. But I do remember like there being apple trees in the back.
We used to like learn about Johnny Appleseed like a scary amount.
I know. He was a prominent figure in my mind for some reason.
Or who's that other guy? It's kind of like Johnny Appleseed. Jimmy Crack Corn. He wasn't real.
I have no idea what that is.
Do you guys know Jimmy Crack Corn?
I've never heard that name before.
You know that like one song?
Jimmy Crack Corn?
Yeah. You know.
I don't know that song.
Can you sing it for us?
No, I'm not.
You're not in the hot seat.
This is my show. Like,
yeah.
No. Okay. Could I see your phone?
for what purpose?
Can you go to the photos app?
Yeah. Let's see. Okay. This is perfect. Yeah.
So I'm just going to do a random scroll.
Okay, that's fine.
And we're going to describe the photo in detail.
Okay.
Tell me when to stop.
Stop. Let's see it.
So this is okay. So the photo is I can't tell who.
It's okay. I'm on the top.
Oh.
Okay. Let me explain the picture first. This was my birthday. My
2021.
Is that senior year? Yeah, that would be senior year. My senior year, and me and my friends. My friend had a Polaroid, or not a Polaroid, a disposable camera, and she was taking pictures. And I was there with my friend from Cheer, Maddie Corlett. Shout out, Maddie Corlett. And they were like, oh my god, like lift her up for a stunt for a picture. And that's the picture that we got. It's a horrible picture, but she's lifting me by my waist and we're just completely blocking each other. Like I'm like maybe an inch off the ground.
Yeah, you can only really see, it's like two pairs of jeans.
You could see my torso, yeah.
Two pairs of jeans, a torso, and four arms is basically the picture. So I'm going to do it.
We're going again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell me
when
to stop.
Okay, stop. This is a meme. It says, I leave my shoes far apart so if a burglar comes in, they think I'm big AF.
So speak on that. Do you feel like there are many burglars?
No, I've never done that. I just, the picture's really funny too because it's just a picture of two like boots really far apart. And I remember I posted it on my story. I posted it on my story and Evan liked it. And he said this. I think he might have asked me to send it to him, or maybe that was something else. But he really liked that meme.
Okay, we're gonna do one more.
Okay. Okay, stop. There's so many worse pics on my camera roll. You're getting the pretty good ones.
Maybe I should just find a bad one.
Yeah. You could just find billions of really ugly pictures of me. To be honest. Well. That would be the most embarrassing thing you could pull up of me. Except I guess no one
could see it. They couldn't see it.
Really matter. Okay. Here's this. Here's this picture.
Okay. This was the first pub of last spring. Yes.
It was the day back.
Day we got back from freshman spring semester, and we went to pub and everyone got in and they stopped at me and Daniel CC. So me and Daniel CC were outside alone, like, and then Daniel CC dapped up the bouncer and he got us in.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And then,
male power.
Yeah, exactly. And then we were taking a picture and the bouncer, like as a joke, like pretended to get in. And then we were like, no, 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 get in. And that's the picture.
Yeah. So this is a picture of Daniel CC, Emmy, Isabel Duffy, and the bouncer. Sylvie and the bouncer at pub last year. Was it a good pub? Do you remember?
It was pretty fun, I think. It was the first one, so there were a lot of people. Mm. And I had a good time. But it was like a mob outside. And that's why we got stuck. You can actually see the picture of me and Daniel CC outside alone.
So why did you get stuck outside?
I don't know.
Do you think it was because of Harriet Tubman in your past?
Maybe. I think they knew.
They saw you.
Yeah.
They could see into your soul. Pub bouncers actually can see into your soul if they don't let you in.
But I feel like I'm always the one that they stop at when they're letting people in, as per my DU story.
Oh, do you want to speak on that?
Oh my God, yes. I would love to broadcast this because this was unacceptable. And made me feel really horrible. Okay, so essentially... last Saturday, maybe?
Yeah.
A recent story.
I had a lacrosse mixer. I'm on the club lacrosse team. We had a mixer with the rugby house, and I was with my friend Annabelle. And nobody from our team was going to the mixer, so we just went with all her friends. Rugby was not fun at all. They invited like no people and they like weren't letting anyone else in. It was not good. It was pouring rain also. So we're by Rugby, which is all the way down Boston Ave. Then we were like, okay, let's go to DU. We walk the 30 miles to DU. Actually, it's not that far. It's like you go right over by Karma, whatever. Then we go to DU and then there's like so many people outside. And then I was like in the back of the line of people like snaking through. So everyone that I was with got in. And the guy at the door elbows me in the chest and pins me against the wall and was like, no, 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 no more people, no more people. And I was like, bro, you just let all my friends in. And he was like, no, 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 but there's a list. And I was like, not a single one of those people is on the list. Can I just go in? Like, wow. It's one more person.
So you're a rat.
Yeah.
You ready to rat on your friends?
Well, they were already in. He wasn't going to forcibly remove them. I don't know what he's capable of. Yeah. It hurt really badly. He was a grown man.
Wow.
Then I don't know. I've never seen him before, and I won't say that. But, and then he was like, "You need to back up," like specifically to me. Like he started yelling in my face, and the whole porch is packed. And I was like, "Where do you want me to go? Like I can't go anywhere." And he was like, "They'll make a path for you. You can get off the porch." Like, and I was like, first of all, I'm soaking wet, like actually dripping. Like it was pouring rain." And then the other guy that. Anytime you're at a frat and the guys are like, no, you're probably like more comfortable like at home. Like, just shut up. Just shut up. Let me get into the party. And he was like, you'd probably be more comfortable in your bed anyways. And I was like, I don't need this right now. And I left and I walked home alone.
So were you more comfortable in your bed?
Like, yeah, I didn't even want to go that bad. It was just upsetting that, like, I got elbowed and pinned against the wall by, like, a 5'6" man.
Oh.
So he's actually here.
Honestly, bring him out. I'd love to talk about it because I know he would be like, I never did that.
If he was here, what would you say to him?
I would say, I'm going to report you and I'm going to get DU banned again.
Oh. Yeah, they just got back.
They just got back from other assault allegations. Let me talk about that.
They were gone for like 3 years
or something. Yeah, like multiple years. So,
just a reminder, you can call into the radio show. So if he does
want to call, if you are that DU brother, please let me know.
It's 855-915-9636.
So if, yeah. Also, so if you are in DU,
if you're in DU and want to speak on it, then speak on it. But I'm not changing my mind, and I don't know if I'll be returning. And I also heard the party was really lame. So,
If you want to ask like Sylvia a question in general,
if anyone needs to, although I did hear Chloe say that when people call in, it's really complicated to work the board. So maybe,
but it'll be worth it.
We can figure it.
Yeah.
Speaking of parties, what is the worst party that you've been to this whole year, and who hosted it?
Okay.
You have to be like in it. You can't be rejected from the door.
right.
Which might be hard for you. I don't know.
Okay, that was often the only just left at the
that
door.
That was the only time. This is tough. I would say, honestly, the rugby mixer was pretty horrible. The one I was just at.
So just bad night.
Yeah, pretty bad night for me. I mean, it was a horrible party, but it was like kind of a fun night because I was with my friends and it was really funny. Like, the people that I was with are just really funny.
Do you think Rugby House, like the people who threw the
I
party?
I would say Rugby House is cursed. Oh, the president of Rugby House was really mean and he lied about his name to us. So,
why'd he lie?
I don't know. He's covering up something, clearly.
Yeah, I guess. Mm. Let's bring him on.
Yeah, he said we're not allowed to be on the porch.
Call in.
We
were at
not
Rugby
Chris.
House. We were there for the men's
no,
rugby.
We're not bringing that up. We're actually not going to bring that up.
No, we can't actually.
How was that night?
It was fun. It was my birthday. I had a good night. I popped some champagne.
Some
sparkling cider. Sparkling grape juice. it was fun.
Yeah.
I had a good night.
Yeah. I was also there. I had a freshman mystery date that I then brought to the women's rugby formal. Mm. And then he was looking around for me and I hid.
Mm.
So also that he was very nice.
Yeah.
Very sweet boy.
But
I did hide from him when he was looking for me.
Chloe just texted me in all caps, Will Flam.
Will Flam.
The president of Theta Chi.
The president of Theta Chi. So now the president of rugby. She also texted me that too. She said Will Flam. If he's listening.
Will Flam, if you're listening, I respect your authority.
I respect. He's also the director of Heathers.
Actually, yes.
I can't wait for
crazy,
that.
It's crazy, like, two so powers, positions of
I know.
Power to be in.
President of Theta Chi
and director of Heathers. But respect.
Do you think that, like, at their parties he plays, like, musical theater music?
I hope he does.
I hope he does too. I would actually love
invite
to
me over.
To
invite me over.
No, they're strict at Theta Chi.
Ooh. Yeah, you need to be on the list.
We can't return, so.
No. Yeah.
My squad. We but I won't speak on that because that's not my tea.
No.
Once you get someone else in the hot seat, they can speak on it if they want.
That's valid. That's valid.
Yeah. Not your story to tell.
Not my story.
Like Harriet Tubman.
Yeah, I can tell the Harriet Tubman story.
No, you can't tell her story.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, I guess. That's true. I could tell my story
as old Harriet Tubman.
And I texted both my parents, and both of them were like, I'm not sure that happened. And I was like, no, it happened. And then I texted my mom, like, the details, and she was like, oh, yeah, I think you're right. And then I texted my dad, because I knew he would have a picture. Like, he takes pictures of everything. And then he was like, well, I have a picture of you in a grandma wig and a shawl, but I'm not
Wait, can
sure.
Can we see the picture?
I don't have it. He couldn't find it. He was like, it might have been, like, on the 100th day of school when you dress up as an old person. Mm. It was either that or my
That was
my
what you
Tubman.
Did for your 100th day of school. You dressed
You didn't
up.
Do that?
No. We made, like, things out of
we made, like, macaroni.
We did that, too, but it was, like, 100th day of school. Like, you came as an old
You're
person.
You're 100 years old.
Yeah, like, that was the joke.
They loved putting you in old.
I know, and it was funny.
I feel like you and Cougars, like, really just, like, align.
Yeah. You've always just, like...
You've always been an old soul.
Yeah.
Well, that was also a class assignment. Guys, if you don't know, I was a textbook rule follower as a child.
Hmm.
Didn't speak up.
Wow.
Ever. So if there was, like, some sort of, like... big war going on
no
and it
I,
was
if I was like five I wouldn't say
well not even five
give me an age
right now
Right now?
If there was like, they were like, you need to go fight in this. Like,
oh, no. One thing about me is I can't go to war. And I've said this multiple times. Like,
I think I would have a
panic attack. I would have a panic attack if I had to put on the uniform and had to, like, even the thought of being. Yeah, I know what you're about to say. Even the thought of being anywhere near any type of combat, like, freaks me out, like, to my core.
So speaking about the army, recently at a party, recently outside of ATO, you told this kind, sweet man, Dake, who was in the ROTC Air Force, that you were a part of the army. He now still thinks that you are a part of the army.
My uniform day is Tuesday.
Tell this story. And does, are you still lying to the, are you still lying to this sweet man?
Okay. First of all, I'd like to say I'm not still lying. I just haven't spoken to him since. So the lie hasn't been stopped.
Chloe, actually.
Yeah, Chloe's perpetuating the lie. I personally am not.
But you've seen him since.
I've seen him, but I haven't brought up the army, and he hasn't brought it up either. So I'm going to let it sweep under the rug and not talk about it again. But essentially, he mentioned that he was in ROTC, and naturally I said, oh, me too. Just my first instinct was just agree. And then he was like, no, you're not. And I convinced him that I was in the army and that my uniform days are Tuesdays, but because I have lacrosse Tuesday nights, I don't wear it the full day because I have to change. And he was like, I've never seen you. And I was like, yeah, I've never seen you on campus either. Like, where are your classes? Like, I was in the lie, you guys, and I did it. I'm really good at lying to people.
Then the next day, I was with Chloe at DeWick, and we ran into Dake, and she was like, I can't believe that you didn't know that Sylvie was a part of the army. And he was like, oh my god, I didn't know that. Like, I need to DM her right now.
I never received a DM, but we do follow each other now.
Oh. Yeah.
So name another lie that you've told somebody at a party, or just in general.
I told Kim that I glass blew this really intricate piece of glass. And she believed me.
Does she still believe
it? I think she's...
I don't know if she still believes that.
She probably forgot, but...
Yeah.
She believed you the entire time.
Yeah, the entire time that was happening. She did believe me. I'm trying to think of other ones. I just like tell such passing lies that it's like no one's gonna clock me on it.
So the Harriet Tubman was a lie.
No, that one's true. That one's true. Okay.
But how can we believe you?
I mean, I guess you can't. You just have to take that as your own.
Yeah, you can't even find the picture.
It's true. I guess maybe, but.
But you know what we actually do have proof of?
What? Oh God.
Let me replay a TikTok from Sylvie's account.
I don't know if the audio.
I get notifications last night that Carrera saved three of my videos to favorites, and I don't know if she didn't know that that was a feature.
I didn't know that was a feature. Can you see what videos I saved? Yes. Oh, okay.
I can, so I am prepared to see these.
Okay, so for context, it is Sylvie on the green screen filter, and there is this tweet behind her that says, if you don't kiss your bros for small celebrations, are you even bros? And it is two pictures of gay couples kissing.
No, 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 no. It's Grayson Ethan Dolan. No, no, no. It Grayson and Ethan Dolan, twin brothers kissing. That's what the picture is
it
of.
It is not.
That's
it
what the
not.
Picture is of.
It is of a gay couple.
No, it's two gay couples. And this is, let me just put the sound on real quick.
I don't know. I think. That's why I said I don't know
how we can play. Okay, well, it's too late now.
Yeah, well. Well, you could have just played it from the passport. You could have just said beep,
beep,
beep, beep. No, it's a picture. Well, it's not a real picture, obviously, but the joke is that I think it's so literally a tweet from
homophobia is a joke to you.
No, incest because is a joke.
We actually have another video.
Okay, let's see it.
It
it's
is
the one
Chloe,
about oat milk.
It is the video about oat milk.
Yeah.
So she worked at Dunkin' Donuts, and she felt as though.
Let me. I have the context of the video.
No, so nope. Let me play the video.
Yeah.
The caption of the video is, when I have to make another iced chai with oat milk.
Okay, and am I wrong?
That's very interesting. But what do we do about the gays? I mean, how do we get rid of them?
Wow. Okay.
Here's the context.
And as a straight woman?
Here's the context. My best friend, featured in the back of that video, is a gay man.
That doesn't,
we were talking
about,
no,
he
no,
was,
no,
no, no,
no.
If you, okay, well, if you let me speak. Yeah. Everyone's silent now.
Let a woman speak.
He was talking about drinks that exclusively gay people order, and he said iced chai with oat milk, and I was like, oh my god, that's so funny. And then I thought of that sound because it was trending on TikTok, and it's from American Horror Story, and it's Jessica Lange, and I love her. And I was like,
so
oh, let's make it
a woman and not the gay man that you're making fun of.
Well, I'm not making fun of him.
You are though.
You're making fun of a bunch of.
Wow.
I'm not making fun. I love oat milk. I don't like chais, but
you need to get rid of gay men.
I support. Okay. Okay.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So if you had to rank the letters in the LGBT acronym, how would you rank them?
I'd no comment on this one.
Nope, you have to.
Well, I just feel I'm not in any of the letters, so.
But you have enough to speak poorly on gay men.
Well, wow. G last.
Well, G last, it seems
yeah.
like.
Seems like.
Oh. I would say everything else, G last, maybe.
Okay. Wow. And why is that?
Because my best friend from home, Eric Shapiro, is gay, and he told me he would listen, and I don't think he's listening because he hasn't texted me once. Oh. And in my dream, we were locked in a house together, and he got a ride to get him, like, to escape, and he left me in the house. And then he was like, I was like, wait, come back and pick me up. And he was like, no, we're too far. So that's
so because
I,
one gay man wronged you in a dream,
yeah.
you now have
and a And you're grilling me right now, so.
Well, yes, because
well, yes.
This is homophobia.
Mm-hmm.
And after the Harriet Tubman story...
Yeah. Okay. So here's two.
You
things.
Have one more strike.
I okay. have another additional TikTok. I don't know. If
what's the last one?
The last one is.
Oh, it's RuPaul.
It is of
my crystal that I bought before I it.
That's
wait,
another.
Applied
one.
To college.
I saved one. Wait, it went away.
Oh.
Did you take a video down from TikTok? Oh. Did you take She's a video afraid. Down?
No, I Whoa. Took down the. I took down the one that you already showed. Oh, so.
Okay. Well, this one I actually didn't save, but it is a video of Sylvie voguing.
Mm-hmm.
From last year in the Houston Common Room. So, as a straight woman, what do you think about co-opting queer culture for yourself?
I didn't claim to steal it. It got maybe 6 likes, so I don't really think it had that much of an impact on the community, to be honest.
So you're saying that you just
and like- I just like to have fun. I would never go to. I love watching TikToks of the performance. Mm-hmm. I don't really know that much about it, to be honest. But when they have the stage. And they vogue like down the stage.
So you think because you see people do it, you can do it yourself?
Well, I didn't think it was offensive to do a dance, mm-hmm. but if it is, then let me know and I'll stop. But I also don't do it that frequently. But it's pretty fun to do, and I enjoy the dance, and I love that someone created it, and I think it's really. I saw TikTok of the history of it actually.
Oh.
Yeah,
educating.
Wow,
yourself.
You're actually
and it was really interesting.
But that
and
is an excuse the things no. you've said against gay men.
No. Okay, I could take that. I'll do some
content. I would like to say that Sylvie is actually pretty good at voguing. The video was actually
thank you.
Like
thank
I watched
you.
It. I watched it. I was like, oh,
thank you. Next question, or should okay. I read my PSA?
Oh, actually,
go for the PSA.
Let's go for the PSA.
Let me clear my throat.
Great transition.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding. Don't do that. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp. Or toxic or flammable. Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. Do I have to read the bottom part too?
Keep going.
Yeah.
A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I told you guys I was good at reading out loud.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Yeah.
Sylvie's actually literate, by the way. Yeah, I just like to say that.
But let's now move on to your dating life.
Oh, okay. Not much to talk about here.
How short is too short for a guy?
Like, to kiss or to date?
We could do both.
We could do both.
Okay,
yeah.
To kiss, like 5'6" is okay. like the lowest I'll go. To date, I would say you gotta be at least 5'9".
So, do you think short men are inferior?
No, I just prefer a man who's like taller and physically larger than me.
Wow, why is that?
I mean, I could get into the psychology of it, but I don't think you're ready.
Well, it just feels as though you feel like. Short men
actually,
don't deserve.
Chloe texted me and said I was giving you the gay pass. So,
oh, so
maybe no, but could back was, off my back.
That wasn't the gay men pass. That wasn't the gay men pass.
That is a bi woman.
True. Just need to say that. What did you say?
Tygan just said you're eating the PSA. Just so you know.
Thank you, Tygan. Me and Tygan are having a child soon.
Oh.
based on the TDC icebreaker question.
Oh, true.
I said,
but he is now insulted because he said, Sylvie would kiss me but not date me.
That's true.
Oh.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Ty, again.
So if the, like, love of your life, man of your dreams, was 5'4".
Oh, God. Sorry.
That's not a visceral reaction.
But I don't know. Like, I just don't. I don't know.
Like, everything
maybe,
perfect.
Maybe then. But the issue with short... my main issue with short men is not that they're short. It's that they're angry about being
short.
Their
attitude.
And they always have something against women because they think automatically, like, off the bat, they're like, oh, you don't like me because I'm short.
True.
But, like, if you just owned that you're short and, like, you know, I don't know, was confident in yourself, then it'd be much more attractive. But most short men are really insecure about the fact that they're short.
Okay. So,
that's my main...
So if a 5'4", super confident, and not insecure about his height came up to you and was like, hey, I'm the boy of your dreams.
I mean, if he was actually the boy of my dreams, then maybe.
Okay.
But,
So, Short Kings, hit up Sylvie.
Yeah, it's Short Kings Spring.
But only if you're confident. No insecure men.
If you're really insecure about your height, get out of my DMs.
Oh. Okay.
Who's the last person that slid into your DMs?
Oh.
Is there a person?
There is a person. I'm not going to say the name.
Oh.
Can you describe them?
Yeah.
He is not 5'4". He's quite tall.
Okay.
Does he go here?
He does go here.
Oh.
Did you respond?
He is on the sport team. I did respond, and we do snap now.
Oh,
I say hello in public.
Oh, do you? You don't wave?
No, I wave. Oh. I saw him at Dwick the other day.
Does he wave back?
He does wave back.
Okay.
No conversation.
Well, we've talked... Well, I've never been... Oh, no, actually, I met him before he slid into my DMs. He fed me lo mein at a party that he had. So, yeah.
Can we ask what the DM slide was?
Yeah. What did he say?
He said, howdy. That was the slide.
Oh. Was it, like, on a story, or was it just...
No, it was just cold.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's bold.
It is bold.
If only the Short Kings could do that.
Yeah. If only.
I mean, they could. If the Short King was cute, then I'd respond.
Okay.
Okay.
You heard it here first?
Yeah.
So, why do you think that you're still single?
I don't know, to be honest. Well, no, I mean, I don't know. I don't, I guess.
You do
I guess
know.
In my core, I do know. I just, I don't, well, to be honest, men kind of scare me. Like, yeah, they
that's fair.
They just scare me a little bit.
Do you think
bit.
Being with a short man would help you?
No. No.
All
I think
men
just in general scare me. They just make me nervous. Like, I can't. I get nervous.
Like, I'm just like, I'm too shy.
Like, I'm just so scared. And also, I, like, don't really talk to people that much. I'm, like, alone most of my time. But it's not that I don't want to be alone. Like, I enjoy being alone, just for the record.
Do you?
I do. I love being alone.
Count how many friends you have.
What are we counting as friend? Because the number will change.
It's okay.
Thanks.
Because the number's probably a little low.
It's probably. Maybe. You don't want to say that on air.
That's okay. I mean, I'm fine with, I'm secure in having a few friends. I only have, from my high school, well, actually, I am not friends.
That's really valid, actually.
Yeah.
Speak on it.
Yeah, I had a friend group in high school. And we're no longer friends.
Oh, that's okay though.
That's okay.
Yeah, but okay. Now I have a new friend group from my.
You have Eric.
I do have Eric.
Is he coming?
No.
I thought he was coming.
Well, he loves Jordan Sparks. So.
Oh my God!
I really wanted him to come.
He's what, the only person that would be excited.
I literally saw it and playing. I was like, oh my God, he needs to be here.
I'm excited about Jordan Sparks personally.
I know. A girl on the cross team's very excited. She likes her a lot. She does have pretty good songs.
She does.
And
tell me
the
how
other
I'm
people.
Supposed to breathe with? No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, so you want Chris Brown to come to?
I'm not in the hot seat. But actually, I was just speaking about this, and if she does play Chris Brown's verse, it better be her singing it. And if it's an audio track,
it's probably going to be an audio track.
I will
feel like
boo.
She wouldn't even play the audio track.
I will right? boo. I will boo.
I think maybe everyone. It's just like Jordan Sparks. Her music isn't like party music. It's like you shine a flashlight and you wave back. Like, that's not spring fling.
But it is 420.
Oh, and what's that?
And what is that,
Joey?
I'm just letting everyone know the date,
the date.
Of the event.
Yeah.
No further questioning
okay.
on that.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyways.
So, like, going back to the DMs question.
Yes.
So you are known for loving Drake.
I do love Drake.
If Drake slid into your DMs, would you respond?
Yeah.
Would you meet up with him?
Yeah. Is that a hard question that people wouldn't answer?
I have another question.
Yeah.
Do you know Will Schuster?
I do know
from
Will Schuster. I would not.
Nope. That wasn't the question.
Okay.
If you and him were in a room together and one of you had to be naked, who would be naked?
I guess me. I don't want to see him naked.
So he's just going to look at you while you're naked.
I guess.
Again, with the inappropriate age dynamics.
Mm-hmm. And how do you feel about that?
I wouldn't love it, but I mean, again, this is a forced scenario, so I don't really
have to. You would have to go along with it again.
Yeah. I would rather be naked than see Will Schuster naked.
I think that's valid.
That is valid. It's okay.
Yeah.
So you recently joined Tufts Burlesque.
Mm-hmm. I did join Tufts Burlesque.
How's that experience been so far?
It's so much fun. I love my dance. I love my choreos. Addie and Saskia, shout out. I'm in the Twilight themed dance, and I'm a vampire. My partner is Ella, and she's a human. She's actually Bella in the dance. She starts out as Bella slow dancing with Edward, and I don't want to spoil too much.
That's a big role.
Yeah. So she's the human and I'm the vampire.
So do you think that you're better than everyone else in your burlesque dance?
I would say I'm up there.
Really?
To be honest. But to be fair, half of our group doesn't even come to rehearsal every week.
Yeah. Name them.
I don't even know their names because they don't show up.
Wow.
But I would say I'm dedicated. I'd say me and the guy who dances right next to me in the one part of the dance is really good. Mm-hmm. And we're right in the center.
Are you in the front?
Yeah.
They put you in the front because they knew.
They know. Yeah.
Everybody get burlesque tickets. I'm doing a shout out. I am a part of the e-board. This is my life. I really love it. April 26th and 29th. April 27th is TDC. And
come to that.
Also, me, Joey, and Sylvie are in it. Me and Alec.
Which dance are you in?
The Great Cat. Speak.
Oh, I thought we were talking burlesque, so.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Sorry. April 27th, TDC, me and Alec have choreoed The Great Gatsby, and we were told that we were the best at showing.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know, that's
so
right.
So we mogged every
we
other
mogged the other dances.
We mogged the other dances.
Let's just say that.
So.
But shout out to the City Rat Girls.
Yeah, shout out.
They were really good. I like that.
Shout out Sarah and Juju. They're very good. They're actually, like, dancers.
Yeah.
So it's like.
I also really like the Pretty Little Liars one. I feel like they had a good concept. It was very fun.
I like the concept.
Oh, career's a little silent on that one.
I don't really remember it, but...
They had, like, it was like...
They had George Santos.
Can you
Yeah.
Yeah, the concept of that one's funny. It's and they fun. Had Diva Down in it, so...
Yeah.
It's always Diva
it's
Up,
always
though.
It's always Diva Up. Always Diva Up.
Speaking of which,
mm-hmm.
we're going to talk about a feud recently.
A feud?
Yes.
Okay.
How do you feel about Megan Thee Stallion at this current moment?
Honestly, love her. I don't really listen to... Not much of her music, to be honest.
Do you know what's happening with her and Nicki?
The, like, fragment foot. Mm-hmm. Is that the reference?
Yes.
I do.
And how do you feel about that?
I think Nicki Minaj is an insane woman at the moment. Mm-hmm. I think she was lit when she was younger, but mm-hmm. I think she's gone off the rails, and I think she needs to get off Instagram and...
See, what's actually funny about this is that we have a photo of you holding a Nicki Minaj flag.
Yes. Yes.
Speak on that.
Here's this picture.
Again, a picture from cheerleading. It's Nicki
with
it's
one Nicki bicep flag. Flexed.
One up, yeah, because I didn't hold the flag, so I was on the end.
You're on the end.
Yeah, that's also a picture of Nicki when she was younger. So again,
so women are only valuable when they're young.
No, if they're not insane when they're old, then they're valid. But
so you're diagnosing.
She went off the rails. Well, I didn't diagnose her with anything specific.
You
I just said she's
insane.
Okay. She's acting insane. Let's say that. Acting insane.
Wow.
So would you take this picture down from the internet? If you were running for office.
I mean, no, not particularly.
Wow, so you stand by
I think, but also I think if I was running for office, the youth would really like that picture.
The youth.
I feel like not in this current climate.
I guess. I don't think people hate her that much.
But you don't stand
the
with
general public.
Megan Thee Stallion then?
No, I stand with Megan.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you going to be at the tour?
No.
Oh.
I'm not.
So you're only verbally supporting her, but when it comes to...
I support her
supporting
in the,
her
in
business
the,
and a businesswoman and her... Her funds.
I think she's quite fine financially.
She's actually an independent artist, so
I fear she has probably enough money.
Okay.
And probably more money than I will ever see in my life. So.
So you feel like?
I feel like I don't need to support her financially, but I support her socially. I guess.
Okay. So like socially songs. Supported, fiscally
not, fiscally. But not physically not supported. Just I don't feel the need to fiscally support.
I just want to add that also in the Nicki Minaj photo, there is another cougar sign.
Yeah.
So
again,
seen many times
that was the cougar den. That was the cougar den.
Oh, and what
that
is the cougar den?
Cougar den is our student section at my high school's football. Mm-hmm. It was so lit, and we would go down and we would cheer at the den, and everyone would cheer and scream and hype us up
and hold Nicki Minaj flags.
And they would take cougars. they would take our megaphone.
That was literally it. Wow. Okay. Something to think about.
Yeah.
New Jersey is a wild place.
New Jersey. Yeah.
Shout out New Jersey.
So you're leaving for your spring break trip tomorrow, tomorrow morning early on your Spirit Airlines flight that hopefully you get a seat on.
And hopefully doesn't crash.
Wow. Yeah. Of all of the people that you're going on your trip with, who do you think would die first in a freak accident?
Ooh.
Like during your trip.
And if you can't think of that, if you ran out of food, who would you eat first?
Ooh. Okay.
Answer both, actually.
I don't know if anyone, I think the people I'm going with are pretty resilient. Emmy and Isabel and Chloe really survived Fort Lauderdale, and that was a rough time. Chloe made it out.
Seems like Chloe would make it this
but
time.
But Chloe is not coming back. But so I think we're pretty resilient on that one. But I would say, I don't know who I would eat. There's two people. Isabel's bringing two of her friends from home that I don't know. So, I mean, maybe them. I've never met them, so I can't say. So maybe them.
Okay.
Sorry. We got a note.
So, would you rather get $1 million a year salary or end world hunger?
I would end world hunger.
Is that just because you feel like you have to say that?
No, it's because I think my job is going to be pretty high paying anyways.
Okay.
Okay, but the expectation of the world hunger one is you have to live in poverty for the rest of your life.
Oh, well, that wasn't an option.
Well, we're adding that. No, I'm kidding.
No.
Okay, wait, so it's get $1 million. Oh, well, then I'd get $1 million and donate it to end world hunger.
Wow.
Circumvent the question.
But $1 million isn't going to end world hunger.
Well, $1 million a year. And if I invest it. In a high yield savings account.
So you support cryptocurrency?
I'd say crypto. I support safe. Actually, not even just. I mean, I guess.
Didn't
safe,
you pay for something in Bitcoin? Somebody paid. Somebody that I know paid for.
And it was Sylvie.
Actually, I think you have to buy an ID. With Bitcoin.
Yeah.
So maybe I did that.
Yeah.
But I don't. Wow. I don't remember buying Bitcoin. I don't know how to buy Bitcoin, so I don't know if that was me. But I do. That is a thing that you sometimes have to do. Mm-hmm. I know that.
Something to think about.
Something to think about, really. So do you think that, so you're an engineer.
Yes.
Do you think that people who are not STEM majors aren't going to make any money after college? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, there's a larger chance they won't, I would say. I wouldn't say that none of, to be fair, anyone who goes here, well, not anyone, a lot of people who go here are extremely wealthy, so I do think they'll be fine anyways after college, but yeah.
So,
I think so.
Chloe, your best friend and roommate, is an English major.
Yeah, that's true.
What do you think her salary is going to be? Post-college.
I don't really know. I'm not good with estimates, but I know if we could look up maybe publisher salary.
A request for a story time.
Oh, what's the story?
Emmy asked if you can tell the TikTok fake ID story.
No, I won't tell that story. Sorry.
Whoa.
Sorry, Emmy. Well, it's really embarrassing, and enough time hasn't passed for it not to be embarrassing still. So
we're going to have to pull up Emmy on the podcast.
Yeah, we'll
okay,
get
well,
Emmy.
Basically, I got scammed trying to buy a fake ID.
Wow, so you were buying fake IDs?
Yeah.
Wow. For
admitting
purpose?
To a crime to on a radio show right now.
I just want it's framed in my room. I don't use it.
It's free.
Yeah.
What?
I actually can't break the glass.
The source was really reputable. It was like, I was looking on TikTok and every single comment was like, go to this person, go to this person, go to this person. Then I contacted them and they sent me to like a link. Like it wasn't like, and it wasn't a sketchy, like it looked like another reputable place, Old Ironsides, not to air them out, but it looked like that interface. So it was pretty, it seemed pretty legit and yeah, but it was like $60. So.
Did you get your money back?
No.
Oh.
And did you
and I think
get
I just
ID?
Scammed. No, I didn't. But I, well, okay, never mind. I never got the ID. But I do think I just got scammed on Depop again, but I'm about to. But that wasn't actually my fault. She posted a picture of like shirts and they were really cute. And it was like multiple angles. And she was like, multiple sizes, like DM me to pick your size after you order. So I ordered. And then I DM'd her and I was like, hey, do you have the size? And she was like, yeah. And it still has yet to be shipped. And then I go on Pinterest and I see the exact shirt on Pinterest. So I do think I got scammed. But I feel like Depop is kind of easy to get.
Yeah, I once got scammed on Depop. It it was like, you know, one of those like drop ship like things.
If we're bringing up, I would like to, Emmy used to drop ship.
I do know that. I'll say
no more about that.
Emmy did used to drop ship.
Emmy used to drop ship. And if we're going into people's pasts, Emmy is an interesting one to
She'll be on the show. Yeah.
Wow.
She'll be on the show.
Because she aired me with the ID story then.
I did get my money back, so I think that...
Yeah, it also hasn't shipped, so I think it's going to be easy to be like,
yeah,
it's not real.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Okay, last question before we have to sign off. Mm-hmm. What is your most unpopular opinion, just in general?
Ooh, okay. I feel like I have a lot of unpopular opinions.
Cool, let's make it quick. Okay,
my most unpopular opinion is... Well, I don't know. This isn't like unpopular, but like I don't like Taylor Swift, and I think her brand, like I just don't like anything about her, not just on the basis that like whatever, just like I don't like her aesthetic, and I think it's really cringy when so people like repost. Yeah, sure. And I think her I do like Folklore. That album is really good, so I like that, but I think her recent writing is really cringy and really embarrassing, and I don't know how people listen to it seriously.
Wow, so you hate women?
Yep.
Okay, well, ending on that note, thank you again for listening to In the Hot Seat, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Front Radio. We'll be back in 2 weeks with a super special secret guest.
So get excited.
Get so excited.
And you can follow both me and Carrera to stay up to date.
Yep. And Sylvie, just for fun. And slide into my DMs if you're a confident man. A confident young man.
Yeah.
Between, not young.
Well, we know the cougar comment.
Between 20 and 22, ideally. 19 is fine if they're a sophomore.
That's the age range. The height range is also previously discussed.
Yeah, you know the height range.
It's unlimited now.
If you're really confident, I mean, go for it if you're below the height range. But respect it.
Okay, well.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day.